So I recently went back to the gym, and it's been nothing short of a harrowing experience. I actually had to take an extra day off last week because my brain was so screwed up I couldn't think properly because I think I started in at strength training a little bit too intensely than I have before. So what does that matter to you? Why do you care whether or not I've gone to the gym or not? Here's the thing. Most people, when they look at something like going to the gym or in their world where they know they have to do it, but it's not something they love to do, but it actually contribute in some positive way to their world. If you keep telling yourself, "I have to go to the gym," it's really hard for you to feel motivated. And you're like back to being a little kid, and you're like, "I don't want to." And it's really easy for you to actually not go, because nothing about having to do something really speaks to our inner motivation. So instead, switch the words you use. So instead of saying, "I have to go to the gym or do whatever," I get to. Now, you don't just end it, but "I get to go to the gym," because that still doesn't really turn the dial. You have to add an emotional component, like what is the outcome of you being stronger or healthier because you go to the gym. So, for instance, I play softball in the summertime. I like playing softball. It's beer league, so it's competitive but fun. It's a beautiful combination. I play on Friday nights and I absolutely love it. I also like to be able to play well and I want to hit a home run. I hit one last year. It was fantastic and it felt really, really good. But I know that if I'm not strong, I'm never going to hit that home run. So, I get to go to the gym so that I can hit that home run, right? I get to go to the gym so that I can fit back into my favorite pair of jeans, and that makes me feel really, really good. I get to work with my bookkeeper and accountant so that my business is sound, which allows me to travel, invest, pay for my kids' college, whatever. So, when you change having to into not only getting to do something, but you attach the getting with something really emotional and really something you really want to celebrate, that's how you come full circle in changing your world so that you get more of what you want and you become more consistent at the tasks that actually deliver those results. So, one of the biggest problems people have is not necessarily the motivation that gets them started. Right? What trumps people up is once the initial excitement's like, wow, and then you're like, poof, you start to crash. It becomes monotonous. It becomes routine. It becomes something that you have to do every day. If, however, you allow yourself to never stay in the have to and always stay in get to, you tell your brain, hey, look for something to celebrate. And when your brain looks for something to celebrate, it becomes more creative and it actually feeds that self-motivation allows you to stay consistent. And one thing about, some of the most in the world is people think that somehow they have some magical formula for staying motivated, even in the boring times. They don't. Just persevere because they change have to get to. And if you're struggling with moving from having to getting to, I've got a huge opportunity for you. In May, I believe May 12th, I start my next round of group coaching, high performance group coaching, success-based coaching, which is going to help you not only make that switch, but stay in the get-to mentality among a whole bunch of other options. So whether you're trying to be more productive, more consistent, maybe you want to create some new systems, but you're not entirely sure how, or why or what you should use, questions then answer. Chances are you've got a little bit of what I call brain blindness, which is a combination of four things, actually. I'm just actually doing a presentation on this soon. It's like the internal stories we tell ourselves, not being good enough, right? It's the external stories we tell ourselves, the assumptions we make, like comparing ourselves to others. It's living in our past traumas, big T, small T traumas that hold us back. And then it's the avoidance of the three major types of pain that create a lot of fear and anxiety and behavior avoidance, if you want to call it that. You avoid things You avoid starting things, so you procrastinate, or you're a perfectionist, or you're any combination of these things, because you're actually trying to avoid one of the three major types of pain. So the Success Squared program is designed to remove the blindfolds to help you to get past having to get into the getting to be clear on where you're trying to go, to be the most productive, most amazing, best of yourself, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. So the link is going to be down in the comment section. I would love to see you guys there, and I hope you found this helpful. So if you find yourself saying I have to, try saying I get to and see where it gets you. Because I guarantee you, if you really apply yourself to it, it's going to change your perspective. And if you've listened to any of my stuff before, you'll know your actions are actually guided by your thoughts. So change the inputs you stick into your mind, and you'll see opportunities that have always been there, but up until now, you've been suffering from one or another form.